One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Life's big decisions aren't always easy, but you don't have to figure them out alone. Psychic Source connects you with trusted psychics who offer real insight, not just predictions. Whether it's love, career, or life's big questions, you'll get honest, judgment-free guidance in a private safe space, anytime, 24/7. And if your reading doesn't feel right, it's free. Take control of your future. Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO25 to get started. Psychic Source. Insight when you need it most.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Chris Sutton. Is it always a foolproof method? Is there always a way where the living and their request and their intent will win out over the spirit on the other side when they go through something like this? Or does the spirit have the right to say, no, I know you want peace. I know you want me out, but I don't want out and I don't want peace. So you can try and eradicate me all you want with all the salt and all the rituals and all the things you are going to try and do. Screw you. I'm staying. I mean, does it depend on the type of spirit you're dealing with that has a power like that? Or does that exist? Does the living ultimately have the upper hand no matter what?
I think that that power does exist. I have seen it happen where they'll leave when I'm there, and then they'll come back when you're gone. That's why I always teach people how to do this stuff. I don't just do it.
Sure.
I teach them how to do it, and hopefully. But I think, I mean, I have certainly read cases and seen cases and talked to a lot of people where that's happened. Sometimes you got to get a team of things. Sometimes you got to do some sealing work on the outside. But, you know, are there things more powerful than me? You better believe it. I've felt them. I haven't had to go against them, but I felt them. I know they're there. And there are some powerful things in nature, and there's powerful things in spirit. Now, I don't believe in demons, per se. I believe the words, one, is over to use. Two, it transfers too much power.
Yeah.
Because people get that image of the pits and, you know, hell and all that stuff. And so fear takes too much of a reign in that. And so it gives them being more power. That's my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of this is strictly opinion-based, and I always love to hear everyone's perspective on it from where they're coming from. I guess my question with that would be, because a lot of times you kind of have the ghost family tree, and it's ever-expanding. They have more questions than answers, the more people I talk to. But you kind of, on a very base level, you have ghosts of the living who, you know, and then you can have every personality type there, from the kindest, sweetest person in the world to horrible dictators who murdered millions of people. And they could all be spirits. And that horrible dictator type person could easily come across as a demon, because in life they pretty much were a demon, but they were once a living, breathing human being.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have...
They'll say demon. I mean, it's like, oh yeah, demon.
Yeah.
Well, how do I know you're telling me the truth?
Exactly.
You know, because Yeah. It's like, I don't think so.
And then a lot of times you'll have people jump in the, down the road of, and then there's angels of the people who never walked the earth but are there to help.
Yeah.
And then you'll have the demon category where it's they never walked the earth and they're there to destroy and just, you know, cause a headache. With your belief system, and you said you don't like to use the word demon, how does that work with you? What's your thought process there? Are all the spirits, all the things that we're interacting with on the other side, were they all once here as people who have passed? Or are there other entities and other things out there that are conscious, that are able to manipulate and communicate, that are something else?
I believe that. I believe that not every spirit you come across is the ghost of a former human being. And it's because I've experienced it. I mean, and I usually get it in a way that they're either benign or you know, they're just powerful. They just don't care to, you know, think to mess with things. Or they tend to be somewhat helpful. But these, all these elemental spirits, and, you know, you go back and you look at some of the folklore from Europe and other countries. You talk about the little people, the fae, and all this kind of stuff. These aren't people. And people have been experiencing these types of things for hundreds of thousands of years. And so you have these elementals are these beings that are not human. They're something else. There's some other kind of construct, be it of nature or whatever. I'm not sure. Again, this gets to the point where I don't know exactly what the rules are and how these things, you know, with this. I've encountered them. I was doing and there's this place down in Missouri I went to. It's called Valley Mines. And we had the second oldest house west of the Mississippi. There was a French mining colony town, is what it was back in the day. And the house had been built in 1749. And so we'd gone there to do an event and get some people together and go investigate all this stuff. And so we go and we get there, and there's a bunch of cabins across the road. And so we were going to the various cabins, and we were going to do the old house last. And we came across Wainwright's cabin, and it has been built in 1850 or something like that. Still there. So we go in there, and I have a team. I work with other teams and whatnot. There's less drama that way, but, I have found, so we were all in there, and they had a medium with them. And so we're all in there. We went in there too. And every place we've gone to was very active here. All the stuff lit up. You could feel the spirits. Walking this place, everything went dead. And Melissa, the lady knowing Whitey, who's a meme, she looks at me and goes, Chris, I say, yeah, but they don't like you, so they're not going to come out. Now, that does happen occasionally because, like I talked before about getting spirits to kind of muscling up energy-wise to get the spirit to leave. They can feel that, and they're somewhat timid around me, or they just don't like me because, you know, who's this jerk who thinks he can do stuff like that. So every once in a while, I have to excuse myself and walk out, and things start working out. So at this place, you know, it's out in this valley, and it's surrounded by trees and things like that. And this little clearing was where the town part was. And I'm looking also, and I see little lights and things like that in the grass. So I thought, it's dew or whatnot, or fireflies, but it's like awfully white to be a firefly. So I went down, so I walked over towards it, and then the lights receded. I said, well, that's odd. Because I reached the grass, there was no dew in the grass, it was very dry. And I walked back, and they came back out. They, you know, advanced again. So every time I, you know, play a little game with them, they go back and forth. You can kind of see these little twinkly lights in the back of the woods, this huge red light. Just, you know, I thought it was taillights of a car, and I thought later there's no road back there. It was what some people call spook lights. But it's these elemental powers at work there, and you can just feel it. It's a different kind of energy altogether. And I said, well, this is kind of cool. And I, you know, I'd always kind of believed in it, but I'd never really had a really big experience with it. So now I'm seeing all this stuff firsthand. And they intermingle well with the native spirits I've found since then. And so I brought everybody out. A couple people looked in and said, wow, that's really cool. You know, I said, yeah, it's kind of mucked. It was cool. I somehow, you know, put my data bank to work on later. And went on with the event and ended up the big cabin and whatnot. And that was fun. So then I said, let's try some. I said, I've got everybody in a circle. I got my drum. I always take my drum with me wherever I go. And I sang a couple songs. We talked to the spirits. We directly said, hey, you know, spirits of this land, we know, you know, your grandmas and grandfathers, you know, we thank you for watching us. And we really enjoyed being here and started just, you know, making nice to them. That's what you do when you're in somebody else's somebody else's land. And so we sang a couple more songs, and all of a sudden the trees start swaying when there's no wind. And I thought, good Lord. And you could, you know, and people went to the edge of the trees and stuff, their little things, and the, you know, the little lights are going off on the K2s and everything, and they got some EVPs of whispering and things like that. And it's like, whoa, you know, that is a power greater than a regular, which we call ghost. Mm-hmm. So those are the elemental powers at work. And I, since then, I've had some other experiences with them. That's pretty, it's pretty neat.
When you have to go head to head with something dark that was not human, is it a whole different set of rules for dealing with something like that versus dealing with something that was living, that would understand, you know, basic human to human communication?
I find out they usually understand.
Okay. Right?
That's why, and I've not had a conversation. I cannot say that.
Sure.
But it's more of an energy, like energy to energy. That is like mind to mind. And so, God, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but I can build my energy up pretty good. And that's what I do when I feel other people are in danger around me. Because I see, if I'm investigating with people or ask people to come out with me, then it's my job to make sure they're safe. And so you feel these, like, this dark, I've had it happen before at a couple places where you feel this dark entity come in and it's not human. You can just feel it. It's a whole different feeling. And it's usually they're just curious. But there have been times where it feels threatening. And so I'm like, okay, well, first you get everybody the hell out if you can. But it is a different type of, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still, am I strong enough to keep it from doing whatever it wants to do? And it may just be benign. It just happens to have that bad feeling to it.
Sure.
But it's like, it's a whole different, there's not that give and take mentally. It's just, it's feeling to feeling, power to power. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they come in and it's like, okay, I just hope, and they'll usually keep their distance. And I might say, you know, if somebody's with me, hey, say, be awake over here and get your energy up. And that seems to do the trick. I've never had been attacked frontally or anything like that. I've been grabbed. Mm-hmm. I've had a rock thrown at me a couple times. I've been hit with a pebble once. And it's to me, it's more mischievous, but you can just feel it. Yep. And I think to myself, it's like, okay, just get all your energy up and it'll won't want to come play with you, and you stay away from it. And that seems to keep their distance. And I have talked to other people who've encountered some pretty nasty things. So far, I've been lucky not to have gotten in over my head. But I always tell people that could happen because that's, you know, that's what I do. And so I go into these situations, and so who knows what could happen sometime. Mm-hmm. But it's a whole different feeling, Tony. It's, you know, it's one of those things that's hard to explain. It's hard to say, you know, you just know it when you feel it. It's something, it almost has to be experiential. I couldn't put it on a chalkboard. I mean, I could tell you and say, you will feel a strong energy. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're completely oblivious to that thing, you might not feel it. You might just feel uneasy. You know, sometimes you walk in someplace, you feel uneasy. That could be your response, your body's response to it.
Yeah.
But they generally, if you have, you know, if you're open to that sort of thing, they make a pretty good impression on you in that way. So
let me ask you this. Earlier you had talked about graves being disturbed and then trying to to make peace. When a grave is disturbed, the assumption I think everyone will jump to is, well, it must be the spirit of the person whose grave that is now acting out, that is upset. Is that always the case, though? Is it always that individual whose grave was disturbed that's returning to let you know I'm angry about this? Or is it more something of the area, something of kind of the rules of the game of you don't disturb a grave?
Right.
You know, there's other watchmen out here that are going to let you know on the other side of that wasn't cool what you just did.
Mm-hmm. I think it can be both. I think it's more like what you're saying about something else is there, because I mean, we'd be neck deep in freaking ghosts if everybody was still hanging around or coming back and forth. Now there's a whole different area there of coming back and forth the portals, and that's a whole new ball game there and how that supposedly works. But I think it's just something around that feels that, you know, I think some spirits remain behind to protect areas. I don't know why, but they seem to. Mm-hmm. I think especially a lot of the native cases, it's just native spirits around that, you know, or desecrating, but it could be anybody if you intentionally desecrate a grave. I mean, And because as human beings, we put so much energy into that, you know, to our loved ones been buried there. So we leave all that energy of you know, this now the body's supposed to be interred and safe and is in God's hands. And somebody comes around with a bulldozer or whatnot and, you know, and roots it up. And so it could get a lot of reactions out of living people that aren't related to those folks. You know, you see all types of, I get pretty upset when I find out graves are being desecrated.
Yeah.
And I will let people know that. But I think too, it's just, yeah, I think it's probably more likely it's just the spirit that's around, but I could see it. Because some spirits are tied to this earth. They won't move on apparently. And so they're going to, you know, or they're in a, how in life we get fixated about something and just will not let it go, even though you know you should. For some people, it's an ex-wife or an ex-husband or somebody's mother or something, a boss who fired them, or they fixate on that. And usually after time, we say, okay, well, it's nothing to do about now. Let's just move on. Some people don't move on. Their whole lives are, they're dedicated to focusing on this negative event. And so I imagine the same things happen. Some people, they say that's why spirits remain behind. You know, whether you call it unfinished business or what, if they're so fixated, they won't move on because it's like, okay, this is where my body's at, so I'm going to stay right here. You know, so it's so attached to their body. And they don't move on. I mean, that's theoretically possible. So, you know, but I think it's more likely to be a spirit that's there and like, oh, okay, this isn't a good thing.
Sure.
And they'll start acting up.
So often when individuals in their homes or their property, whatever it may be, have something unexplained going on, obviously the natural reaction, because it's become a normal thing with popular culture and all of the ghost shows, is now, well, let's call the paranormal investigation team to come on out here and let's have them answer the question or eradicate or whatever their idea is of what they think should be happening to tamper down whatever uncomfortable activity is happening. That's the road that they go to. If you could say one thing to individuals out there who have something going on that may not be, you know, to the level of, you know, we need a full investigation and we need, you know, exorcisms or whatever out there to calm things down, to make peace. If there is, in fact, something going on at someone's home, would you say that there's sometimes just a very simple answer that you don't need to get a bunch of people involved? If you just followed this simple best practices, here's how you could find peace on your own. What would your message be to that?
You know, first is like, you know, kind of step away from the situation for a second and look over the whole house, what could be causing noises. You know, kind of check that stuff first. People want to just jump to, but I knew some people that they, heard scratching and they had a trailer head scratching and stuff like that and thought demons were trying to get in their trailer. Well, you take a look and they had mice or something underneath in the skirting there. They were scratching on that. That's what was causing the noise. And so take a look at all that stuff first. Cause you know, like you said, the airwaves are saturated with ghost shows right now on the Travel Channel and on the other ones. And God, just trotting out show after show. It's incredible. But, you know, everybody jumps to that conclusion. Find out what's, you know, take a good look around your house and see maybe this is making the noise. Try to replicate what you think you're hearing. You know, go through that route first. Make sure it's nothing else. Calm down. Take a step back and take a good look at what is physical that could be causing the issue. Now, a lot of times it's like, okay, it just comes to something as simple as say, I will come out and I'll tell people, just say hello, good morning to it. You know, if you feel it, by say, hey, good morning, how you doing? Or, you know, thank you for being here. Or if they're being a pill, say, just stop, you take control of your own house and say with conviction, knock it off. I'm trying to do something. You know, it could be that simple. You always start with the kindness first and say, hey, I'm glad you're here. Thank you. You know, what can I do to help you today? Or, you know, it's just, oh, you know, or I have to sit you out a little food here every once in a while. And, you know, you might not find the food gone, but the offering itself is very important that you're showing that you respect and courtesy. But you can also, too, like I said, be stern with it. Say, hey, this is my house. You know, maybe you used to live here. I don't know but you know, don't mind having you around, but you got to behave while I'm, you know, doing this and leave me alone. There's a lot of people who are budding empaths or mediums that get bugged by spirits because they think the spirits think they can talk to them and they can't do it yet. Or maybe never will. They may never want to say yes to that, which I, you know, I certainly understand that. But you have to lay down boundaries like you would with your children or anybody else, any other house guest you have. You know, come in my house and tear up my furniture or move stuff around. No, leave stuff alone. And that can be helpful as well. Or if your house is cluttered, unclutter it. Make a good flow of energy going through your house, and that can make things a lot better. I went to a house one time to help this guy out, and they were hoarders. Nobody had to have bugs, too. I had to call Mrs. Coyote to come down and meet me at the basement with a full set of clothes and get this other stuff into the wash and debug my bags and stuff like that I carry with me. So that's another thing. Just declutter. Make your house a brighter, more wholesome place. Sometimes I've seen a lot of cases where people are in emotional crisis through many different reasons, and the ghosts show up for the show. There was a ghost like that at my in-law's house that would show up because they would get in fights and stuff sometimes. They show up for the show. So, you know, live a quieter, calmer life, and so they don't get any feed. You know, they don't either feed off or they enjoy it, whichever, you know. Some spirits seem to enjoy that stuff, and so they'll come hang around. Do things to improve your life that way, and that can also be helpful. Again, you know, if that doesn't work, then you could. I wouldn't call a whole team, and I'd ask one person to come over and say, have them do an evaluation. Put it come tromping around with all their stuff. And you know, you can light a candle. You know, some people like to pray to the angels. Cool, you know, or ask your spirit guides to come in. Everybody's got spirit guides. To ask your spirit guide, you know, you haven't met them, get to come in and say, hey, you know, please help me, or Angel Uriel, Archangel Uriel, or, you know, whatever your belief is, that's cool. You know, bring that positive energy into your life. And that is also helpful, without calling, you know, the Ghostbusters out to come to your house and do all their stuff. So, yeah, there's all sorts of things. But a lot of it's just stand up and say, hey, I'm not putting up with this. And here's some sage, you know. Let's, you know, you can smudge your house too. That's, you know, anything to make it more wholesome can be helpful.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Chris Sutton. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program today. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for being a gravekeeper and supporting The Grave Talks.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save.
Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.